Much of New York State is reopening. So many of our favorite activities were upended during the last year, but the increase of vaccinations in eligible people and low COVID-19 positivity rates are allowing a kind of return to normal. One activity we lost during the height of the pandemic was attending sporting events, but that's changing. Large arenas for our local teams are now open and allowing their stands to be mostly filled with excited and eager fans.
It was just so surreal because not only did I think I was never going to get back to a game, probably till a lot later when the shutdown happened, but I did never did I think it was going to be that packed.
Matthew Kim is a recent Pratt grad from Brooklyn. He went to games 3 and 4 of the Islanders' playoffs against the Boston Bruins in Nassau Coliseum last week. He's gone to many hockey games before the pandemic shut down the arena, and for him, being back in the bubble during the playoffs was emotional.
We were still fairly confident we weren't going to get back to games probably till late 2021, maybe even later than that. We had no clue with the vaccine and the rollout, and it was tough. But I think looking back on it now, if you would have told me that I would be at Nassau in 2021 in mid-May, I probably would have told you were crazy, but I wouldn't have traded it for anything, for sure.
The high number of New Yorkers that are now fully vaccinated is a major reason these arenas are opening. 54.8% of the state's total population is fully vaccinated. According to New York State, the COVID positivity rate has dropped to 0.6% over a 7-day average. These New York arenas have rules. They separate vaccinated and unvaccinated people. You have to show proof of vaccines to enter the fully vaccinated sections and a recent negative COVID test to enter the arena if you are not vaccinated. Governor Cuomo feels confident that these numbers and regulations allow for safe attendance at these sporting events.
Great teams will say that one of their greatest assets are their fan base. And when the fans are with them and the fans are cheering, it's a totally different feeling. And it gets your energy up and it gets your adrenaline up. So they're part of the game, especially a New York crowd.
Justin Moore is a gym teacher from Harlem. He went to a Nets game at Barclays Center last week and says being back at a crowded arena after the initial horrors of COVID is emotional. The fears he had during the pandemic were hard to shake when arriving at his first crowded event in over a year.
It was very emotional because at first, for the first 15 minutes, I felt paranoid because I would think, like, we're not used to being close around one another, even though last year, everyone was so accustomed to that. So it was definitely very emotional, like it was very, very paranoid. But once I really got into the groove of the game, once everything started getting better, like throughout the game, I started to ease my comfort.
Moore sat in a fully vaccinated section at Barclays Center. He says going to this game was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Once I started getting comfortable, it was definitely a worthwhile experience being in the playoffs, the Nets winning at home, and the entire stadium just kept chanting Brooklyn, 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 and it was just very emotional.
The Knicks also opened up their stadium for a playoff game. Ella Ajanubi from Long Island went to the game and says being back after all this time made her feel a strong sense of community alongside fellow New Yorkers in the crowd.
I think New Yorkers, it's like at this point, it's like an ethnicity, like we are New York. People are very like nationalistic about New York, lack of a better word. And I think New York showed out and we showed our colors. We cheered from the beginning to the end, whether it was for our team or against the opposing team.
Thanks to dropping COVID cases and an increase of vaccinations in New York, the reopening of in-person events is the first step to a return to normal. Angela Palumbo, WBAI News, New York.